Hey, hey, my brothers and sisters in Christ. Forgive me for not sending out our mini series last week. It was a week, let me tell you. But praise God that I'm back in the swing of sending these. We are in our last kingdom pillar, being devoted to prayer according to Acts 2:42. And just for a quick review, we have been devoted to the word, devoted to the breaking of bread, devoted to fellowship, and today is the beginning of our final lessons devoted to prayer. And so this is lesson 10, and if I could, I would like to title this Prayer Changes Things. Now, Pastor Piper has done a series on being devoted to prayer, and you can find that on the website www.dchowchurch.com, and you can click on the sermons and studies tab, and you will be able to find on page 2 of that tab the series on prayer. I highly encourage you to make yourself abreast, to saturate yourself in that series as he walks us through Matthew 6, when the disciple said, "Father, teach us how to pray." And so we should understand that prayer is a significant instrument in our walks with God, in our personal lives, our spiritual lives, our relational lives. Every component of our lives and ourselves, prayer is a critical kingdom key. All right? And so I will give the definition that Pastor Piper gave in defining what prayer is. It says, or he says, that prayer is the communication with God through Jesus, assisted by the Holy Spirit. Communication with God through Jesus, assisted by the Holy Spirit. And so if we need to understand that prayer changes things, when we tap into Jesus, when we tap into the working and operation of the Holy Spirit, when we tap into divine intervention, divine communication, let me tell you, things can change. Don't get so caught up in the progression of the change or how fast or how slow it may be changing, but God wants you to understand to be devoted to prayer, knowing, believing, and trusting that Jesus, that the Holy Spirit, that God the Father is truly ministering on your behalf. Amen. Amen. And so someone once told me that prayer is a pop-up blocker. And you know what? I'm going to agree with that, right? Because prayer is fully supported by God's word. Prayer is truly rooted in the working of the Holy Spirit. And that's why it's important for you to go back and listen to that series, because it's going to answer a lot of your questions on, well, why does it feel like sometimes my prayers are not answered? Well, why does it then feel like it takes so long for my prayer to reach heaven? You know, all of the things and the apprehensions and the questions and thoughts that we have behind prayer, it is addressed. God addresses them through the series. And so, again, I encourage you to lean into that and to dissect that series on your own time, right? In your own time. So think of prayer as not just an emergency prayer. God wants to help his people get beyond emergency prayer to become those preventative pop-up blockers, right? God wants to get us beyond the, oh, my God, I'm in need 911. Okay, yes, that's fine, but let's get into some preventative prayer. Let's get into some daily communing with God. It's the communion with the Father, right, that allows him to pop up those alerts and those temptations and those reminders and those interventions, strategies and tactics that we need, and it's founded and centered in prayer. And so now in closing, I would like to just remind us that it's an opportunity to collide with heaven, okay? Prayer is an opportunity to collide and collaborate with heaven, and it's a time where we allow ourselves to be touched and transformed, a time where we truly allow ourselves to collide and collaborate with heaven, and to allow ourselves to be touched and transformed. And so the need of prayer is for us to reach the unseen and allow God to make it visible. Okay? We need for God to make our unseen visible, and prayer becomes that pathway. Prayer becomes that opportunity to commune, to collide, and to collaborate, and to bring heaven on earth. Go back and read Matthew 6 as you dive into the series playback, and understand that Jesus himself had a prayer life, okay? Understand that Jesus himself had a prayer life, and he is our example. So if Jesus felt the need to pray, then we should not question, doubt, or wonder if prayer is necessary. Prayer changes things. Prayer changes things. And so sometimes, you know, we don't have the tools that we need in the day-to-day aspects of life. And so I want to leave us with two resources, two prayer resources, two kingdom prayer resources, okay? And so one is The Power of a Praying Woman. And it's by Stormy Amarshian. Hopefully I'm saying her last name properly. But if I'm mispronouncing her last name, Google The Power of a Praying Woman. And understand that it's going to take you through every aspect that you might have thought of and might not have thought of when it comes to prayer, okay? It's going to give you the scripture. It's going to give you prayers to pray, all right? And another is The Power of a Praying Man by the same author, Stormy Amarshian. So The Power of a Praying Woman and The Power of a Praying Man, buy those books. Okay, sow into your devotion to prayer and let yourself see how you can collide with heaven, how you can commune with the Father, and how you can allow for God's will to be established in your life. God bless you. Lesson 11 will be before you soon, okay? Lesson 11 will be before you soon. Have a wonderful day, night, weekend, whenever you listen to this. God bless you.